Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
You would have heard in the news that from March next year, police officers across Western Australia will be allowed to grow a beard. This has been prohibited for quite some time, and I guess it's going to be a bit of a shock to people out there to see officers with beards. Draker from Triple M in Esperance, who grows a mighty fine beard, I must say. Draker, what will our police officers need to undertake to cultivate a good beard in 2018?
Oh, mate, you're too kind. They just need to ensure that they have a good barber out there, I think. And the cutthroat shave is always highly recommended to me. But in the end, shampoo and condition, mate. I actually shampoo and condition my beard. Add a bit of oil in there as well, and it makes it a nice shine.
What's this talk about using sheep manure on your face? Does that work?
Look, if you have a lack of growth on your face and you want a beard, give it a crack. Give it a crack. I've known a couple of people I may have worked for, or maybe I'm just saying this just because I think it's funny to try it, and I'd love to hear feedback from people in regards to it.
If you're trying it and you want a kiss, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not.
What do you think about this move by the police to allow males to grow beards?
Look, I think you're going to see a lot more trendy, more fashionable police out there because a beard is a great fashion accessory in a way. But on a serious note, I think it's a great move. I think, it kind of humanises them a bit more, I think. You know, sometimes people may feel a bit more intimidated with police, and, you know, that's part of their job, I guess. But the other part is, you know, we need to feel welcoming to go up to them and that, and if they just happen to be the beard's the best representation of who that person is, then so be it.
Do you expect much response to this? Do you think that the majority of the workforce will grow beards, or do you think it'll be business as usual?
I think it's a case where, you know, it's just going to be, look, what's going to make you feel right about, you know, if you're a person that happens to want to have a beard, then so be it. I think it's going to become more accepted. I once went for a job interview and was told I cannot have my beard, and that was for a car dealership.
Wow.
To this day, I think, well, why, you know? So I think it's a positive step forward throughout any workforce.
Well, I for one won't be joining him. I tried to grow a beard a few times and I didn't get past the itchy stage. And you've got to have patience, don't you?
Mate, should have taken my advice. A bit of oil, a bit of shampoo and condition, and you should be on there. Should be all good.
Good on you, Draker, the man that cultivates one of the best beards around. Thank you so much for your input.
Mate, thank you.
This time each year, we get ready for some serious competition around the Kalgan River area, because the Albany Water Ski Club gets into competition, and they've got a big 2017-18 season coming up. It's also their 50th anniversary, and having a chat with Steve Moss from the Albany Water Ski Club. Steve, how preparations going for the competitions coming up?
Yeah, Terry, going really well. We've been out in the water, getting the course and the jump already, and been training ourselves, so looking forward to a big turnout and a really successful season this year.
Now, the tournament that you run out there, the Lower Great Southern Tournament, is the oldest continuously held tournament in Australia. You're featuring three tournament disciplines, and you're going to attract skiers from all over WA, and the competitors will range from age 6 till their late 70s. This is big.
Yeah, sure is. Like you said, it is the longest consecutive running tournament in Australia, which is pretty special to have that in Albany. We have a beautiful spot out on there on the Kalgan, so love skiing out there, and we do attract a lot of skiers to this tournament from around the state, so it's a good thing for Albany and our club as well. Like you said, with the ages, we've got the youngest is around 6 years old. Our oldest competitor is around 80, actually, and he was one of the first skiers to ski on the Kalgan River. So to have him still skiing and being a good competitor and a good asset to the water ski community is really good.
Good on him. Well done. Hopefully he can keep it going. Now, you've got the 50th anniversary coming up. Celebrations, what is planned there?
Yeah, we're going to have the tournament will be on the Saturday and the Sunday. We're also doing a dinner as well on the Saturday night to hopefully get a few people involved in that, have a little bit of a presentation about a bit of the history of the club, also some slideshows and pictures just to give everyone a look at what has happened in the years for the newer members and newer people that just want to be involved. So that's happening. But anyone can come to the dinner, we have got reservations for that, but also for the tournament itself. There's more than welcome for people to come and spectate, because there will be a lot of really good skiing, the best in the state. So,
Steve Moss with us from the Albany Water Ski Club. Steve, is there a contact number if people want to find out more about the competitions coming up in the 50th anniversary?
Yeah, there sure is. If you just jump onto the My Community Direct website, all the contact information is on there, so it's really easy to find and, easy to get in contact with us.
Big events coming up for 2017-18 and also the 50th anniversary for the Albany Water Ski Club. Of course, the tournament, one of the oldest in Australia, so we're proud to have it in our own backyard. Steve Moss from the Albany Water Ski Club, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Sounds of Albany.
Sounds of Albany this morning, and the jackpot is at $2,020. There it is. You need to tell us what it is and where you can find it around Albany in the south coast. Michelle's with us. Michelle, what do you reckon it is for $2,020?
I think it is an aluminium wood striking a golf ball at the InSwing Sports Bar.
An aluminium wood striking a golf ball. And it's indoors. You know, you can play golf indoors. Thanks to the good people at InSwing. Unfortunately, your answer is a swing and a miss.
Oh, no.
Can't give you the money, Michelle. Love to, but I can't.
No worries. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, that's not the one we want. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Sounds of Albany at $2,020. Julie wants to have a go. Hello.
Good morning. Could it be the automatic doors at ALAC?
The automatic doors at the Albany Leisure and Aquatic Centre?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't automatically give you the money.
Thank you.
Out of the automatic teller machine here at Triple M. Sorry, Julie. Sounds of Albany on Wednesday. The jackpot rises to $2,040. Not a bad sum as we get towards Christmas here at Triple M.